New task force roadmap outlines steps to eradicate anti-Christian bias. Texas Border Business, U.S. Department of Education. The Task Force to Eradicate Anti-Christian Bias published a report detailing how the Biden administration's prosecutions, policies, and practices revealed deep-seated anti-Christian bias throughout the federal government. The U.S. Department of Education, ED, worked closely with the Department of Justice, DOJ, to coordinate this intense review. The 200-page report presents the detailed findings of the 17 federal agencies on the task force, as well as other agencies which also uncovered religious discrimination. The report also examines how the Biden administration pushed its radical policy agenda, even when its actions infringed on Christian beliefs and Americans' First Amendment right to freely exercise religion. The Biden administration's actions encroached on matters of deep personal importance to nearly every American: life, family, marriage, self-identity, education, medical decisions, and more. To support these findings, the report contains over 300 pages of exhibits and 1,100 footnotes. Every American deserves equal treatment under the law, but we continue to discover the magnitude of the Biden administration's gross iniquities and flagrant violations of religious liberty, particularly targeting Christians, said U.S. Secretary of Education Linda McMahon. Where the Biden administration abused its authority by unfairly punishing Christian families and schools, the Trump administration has taken historic steps to reaffirm the rights of parents, expand school choice so that more families can access education aligned with their values, and ensure the fair treatment of every student. The report touches on a broad array of federal policies and programs where anti-Christian bias was apparent, including excessive fines levied against Christian universities, intrusions by men into girls' sports and locker rooms, vaccine mandates, and the exclusion of Christians from public programs, among many others. The task force also highlights related findings at the state and local level and in the private sector. Among the task force's many alarming findings, ED discovered, under the Biden administration's failed leadership, ED focused its enforcement actions unfairly against Christian universities, levying enormous fines on institutions including Grand Canyon University and Liberty University. These fines dwarfed the penalties for violations by non-religious institutions for more egregious infractions. When Christian parents expressed concern about sexually explicit and grossly inappropriate content in books at their children's schools, the Biden administration rejected parents' concerns and created a book ban coordinator at ED who warned school districts that removing such books would violate civil rights laws and create a hostile environment for students. The Biden administration allowed school districts to promote ideological materials about gender identity to young students that fundamentally conflict with Christian tenets. They allowed federally funded schools to facilitate gender transitions without disclosing education records to children's parents, and they promoted ideological materials about gender identity to young students without giving parents the option to opt out, violating parental rights laws and impeding families' religious exercise. The Biden administration illegally weaponized Title X to allow males into female sports and intimate facilities, and went as far as to punish districts that refused to do so. This had a particular impact on sports teams at Christian schools, where they forfeited competitions. In one instance, the leader of an athletic governing body accused a Christian school of engaging in blatant discrimination under the guise of religious freedom. While this report details the egregious actions of the Biden administration against Christians, it also demonstrates how the Trump administration is restoring the rights of Christians, and all Americans, to practice their faith without fear of government punishment. For example, the Trump administration reaffirmed parental rights under the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, FERPA, which gives parents the right to access their children's education records, including materials concerning a child's so-called gender transition, and initiated several investigations into educational entities which allegedly conceal records relating to students' transgender identity from those students' parents. The Trump administration restored parental rights in the classroom by eliminating the book ban coordinator position. ED also rightfully returned this issue to the states, stating that school districts, in consultation with parents and community stakeholders, have established common sense processes by which to evaluate and remove age-inappropriate materials. The Trump administration has restored Title X to its true meaning and purpose by upholding sex-separated athletics and intimate facilities. Ed is committed to religious liberty for all and will continue to support President Trump's mandate to eradicate anti-Christian bias throughout the federal government. Background. On February 6, 2025, President Trump signed Executive Order 14202, establishing the task force to eradicate anti-Christian bias to end the anti-Christian weaponization of government and unlawful conduct targeting Christians. Information source, U.S. Department of Education.